Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Sweet, sweet Thursday. What?
Nothing.
What?
I just wanted to not talk and see if you'd fill the space.
I do. Yeah, of course. What are you doing? What's wrong? You're looking at me like you had a like something sour. Like,
No, I'm just over here like I got to go to a little family reunion this weekend and I'm looking forward to it and I'm having a hard time focusing
like
on work right now. No.
Are you?
It's like, an easy. The hot here is going to be the hot there. So that part's not a problem.
But it's all like I haven't seen this cousin in a long time and.
You know, weirdly, though, we've seen most of them because they had two big family weddings last year.
Oh.
Independently between Greg and I, he went to the one in Texas. We went to the one in California.
Oh.
But so they haven't seen us all at once. But it's been the other way around for us to them. But still, yeah.
It's good to
catch
up. It's
great.
Yeah.
Because most of them are coming in from Texas. We've got one of my cousins is a Vermontian.
Vermontian? Is that what they say?
I don't know.
Vermontian.
Vermontite?
I spoke Vermonter?
I like Vermontian better.
Vermontian is probably the way to go.
Vermontian.
Yeah, looking at our options here, go Vermontian.
They're mid-flight right now. They'll get in Chicago and then they'll probably drive up. Yeah, got the itinerary yesterday.
And it's like activities. Who's the person? Because like there's somebody who's in charge, who's calling all the shots.
Who's in charge or who thinks she's in charge?
Yes.
My cousin Rebecca is in charge. My sister-in-law, Maria, thinks she's in charge.
Okay.
That's how it's laid out.
Mm-hmm. Somebody always takes the reins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and calls the shots. But
the person who came up with it is my cousin Rebecca, the Vermontian.
Mm-hmm.
And then things get a little out of control, and then people start to panic. And then usually somebody swoops in. That's Maria.
This is how we'll do it.
Hey, guys, they went up a day early, Maria and Greg and the kids. So we can kind of stake out the hotel because we're staying in it's a huge bed and breakfast. So everybody gets their own room. And we did this 20 years ago and now we have another generation. Like everybody's coming with kids.
Yeah.
And babies.
That's like a whole another level of family, right?
Exactly.
Woohoo.
So I'm looking forward to it. I don't talk a lot about my trips to Wisconsin. There is a soft serve drive-in ice cream store that I will probably visit Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm sorry. It's a drive-in? Like, so you sit in your car?
Yeah.
Like a
legit.
Oh, wow.
It's like an old A&W or Sonic.
Ooh.
It's called the Kilty.
And they just have fantastic ice cream.
It's custard. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my bad. I think I said soft serve ice cream.
You did.
I apologize, Wisconsin.
Shame on you.
That is custard, my friend.
No.
That is custard.
Oh, that sounds so
good.
Yeah,
it's a burgers and fries joint. It just has happy days written all over it.
Wisconsin custard.
Yes.
Sounds amazing.
Cheese curds.
Ah!
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time.
For food alone. Family. Yeah. Family.
Food first.
Food.
It's my two favorite Fs.
You've got your priorities.
Food and family.
Oh, food.
So I'm focused today and tomorrow, but I'm not. It's good. We got a lot going on. So, and you know my mantra, it's like get stuff done, go on vacation.
We have to.
So we'll get it done.
Much to do when you're planning a world record.
It just gives you weird energy.
I know. And
like,
it's like,
did that extra level come from? The tank I thought felt empty.
Yeah. And this is absolutely bizarre. But a 42-year-old man in Texas called police after he found a Bath & Body Works gift bag from his ex-fiance on his front porch.
Did you think a bath bomb was a bomb?
No. There were some products inside, yes.
Okay.
But also inside the bag, a copy of their marriage certificate. There's one problem. He did not know that they were married.
Can you start the story over? Because I was not listening.
Okay.
I was like, what? Like, I thought, was there a snake in the bat? Like, I'm just expecting A, you dropped B, and I wasn't listening.
Okay. There's a bag of Bath & Body Works product on his front porch.
I got this man.
Uh-huh.
And then who left it for him?
His ex-fiance.
His ex-fiance.
They didn't get married in his brain.
Now I'm up to speed.
But in the bag is a marriage license.
So what happened there? How did that, as a guy who officiates weddings and know how the signatures work?
You have to get those.
How did this work?
Apparently, they did go to the county clerk 3 weeks prior to what was going to be the day of and got a marriage license. But then they broke up before the actual wedding date. And she got somebody to certify the marriage and sign off on it so that it was a done deal.
I don't know the laws in Texas, but I'm on his side on this one.
Oh, I think we're all on his side. Yeah. You didn't know. I didn't plan on getting married to you.
Was there a note that says I'm moving in tomorrow? Also, like, please put this in my room in the bathroom, my side of the bathroom.
But why? Like, here's some soap and also our marriage license.
Well, you know how it is. If you're going to deliver bad news, you got to kind of soften them up a little bit.
Just a little bit of lotion.
Just, it's an Oreo.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here you go. Surprise.
Hey.
And there's also this.
Here's your favorite fragrance. And I know they just had a sale this week. So it's probably, she got a great deal.
She got three for one.
Got a great deal on it. And also, here's our marriage license that you didn't know about. Surprise.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Team building, also a big thank you. One of our new advertising partners this summer is Blank Park Zoo.
Yeah, a really fun place to, you know, get to. And one of the only zoos in the
I believe
state.
It's the largest zoo in Iowa.
Yeah.
It is Iowa's wildest adventure. So a little bit later, like about lunchtime, we're going to go through a fast food line, I insist. And then if I'm driving, my call.
Are you driving?
You
have elected yourself the driving captain.
I'm willing to drive there if somebody drives back.
Okay.
It's always fun going on the journey.
Yes.
It's always a little harder coming back from the journey.
Absolutely.
Right? But we've just got a day planned, really just to kind of enjoy and take in the sights, have the camera in tow. We'll just take photos and video of things we see. It's been a minute since I've been to a zoo. How about you?
You know, actually, it has been a little bit. I was telling my kids, like, oh, I'm going to the zoo. It's going to be really exciting. And
oh, yeah, your family's coming too.
Yeah, they couldn't quite remember. So I'm like, it must have been back in stroller time since we've been to the zoo.
Well, there are a variety of things to help excite them. And I want to run through the zoo menu.
Oh.
Just so we're all on the same page.
Okay.
For starters, and maybe this is a good place to start, so you kind of take it all in, there's a train ride. The Blank Park Zoo train.
I remember the train. Love the train.
Okay. I don't know how they did it, but there are dinosaurs.
What?
At least it's on their website.
Yeah.
Is that an active exhibit?
A new exhibit.
I didn't click on it.
I believe this summer, dinosaurs in
Sweet.
July.
Okay. We know for sure that they have a tortoise.
They do?
He's adorable.
You know what? I remember going to the zoo when I was a kid. And tortoises live a very long time.
They do.
I wonder if it's the same tortoise from when I was a child.
It has to be.
It's got to be.
I'm looking for an age. I don't see it.
Oh.
But it is a rare species of tortoise.
Instead of introducing myself, I'm just going to say good to see you again because I hate it when I do that. We're like, oh, no, we've already met.
Hey, old friend.
Hey, yes.
That's a good way to
there
do it.
There we go.
Okay. I'm going to quickly, sadly, they don't have an elephant.
Ben pretending to do an elephant sound?
They do. We have Ben's come along.
Oh, perfect.
So
no,
we get a Ben.
We'll bring Ben.
Okay. Now I want to see how good your ears are. I have the sound of a lion roaring and the sound of a tiger roaring.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Put me to the test.
Here's one.
That's a warthog.
Here's two. One's a lion.
That's a tiger. Number one, lion. No, tiger.
Number two.
That's the lion.
I feel like I'm your eye doctor.
Yeah. One or two. Number two is the lion and number one is the tiger. Final answer.
Locking that in?
Yeah.
All right. You are wrong!
No!
That's the lion.
How could I lose?
That's the tiger. Sounds lower pitch, doesn't it?
A little bit lower, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to learn so much.
Get in the car.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Okay, let's talk fireworks. City of Cedar Rapids Fire Department wanted to clear up any confusion now that state law has changed regarding fireworks in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, I am a little confused because I'll hear some every now and then, and it's like, is that okay?
So some regulations stay intact, some regulations change. Let's start with this. The dates that those tents just pop up,
yeah,
that's the same. They're currently underway.
Yeah, I've seen
them in the last week. It feels like mushrooms in my yard, right?
Yes.
Through July 8th. Those are...
exact same.
Those are the sale window for fireworks. Now, this is the new law. Fireworks cannot be regulated in terms of you can do it in like this jurisdiction, but you can't in this. It is blanket available for the state of Iowa.
Okay.
However, only on 2 days. Today's not one of those days, by the way.
Oh, last night wasn't?
No.
Interesting.
Only July 3rd and only July 4th. 9 to 10 on the 3rd, 9 to 11 on the 4th. That's it. You do it today, it's not, no, it's legal.
Good to know.
You may set off fireworks on your own property only.
Okay.
You may not set off fireworks on the street. You don't own the street. That's a city piece of land.
Okay.
Do not go to a park and put on a display. Can't do that.
Right.
Those rules are already there. And the new state rule, like, well, I can do it. It's the 3rd and the 4th. These still override those.
Okay.
2023, Cedar Rapids Park and Rec cleaned out 56 trash bins of fireworks trash, over $3,000 in damage.
I remember those photos. Yeah. It was shocking, the amount of garbage.
On your property only, on the 3rd and 4th, in a window of time, and when you're done, water the hell out of them and put them in your garbage. That's how to do it.
Okay.
America. Here's this heat dome. Heat dome's going to bring stifling heat and uncomfortable humidity to millions starting this weekend into next. And if you look at the National Weather Service map shows me where these heat watches are, and it's all over the Midwest. Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa. Heat index this weekend, 105, probably if not hotter. I'll give you the exact temps here coming up in a second. Plenty of fluids. If you can find it, stay in air conditioning. Stay out of the sun. Check up on relatives and neighbors. Do not leave a kid or an animal in a car. It will get lethal fast.
Oh, my goodness. No, no, no.
Yeah, that's how hot it's going to be. 97, 98, your actual temps coming up Saturday and Sunday. This is just going to be the first big heat event going into the weekend. Okay, with all of that said, what's got us feeling all right?
Ponies?
I take you overseas to the great country of Wales, where Gwyneth Griffiths, who was born 4 years after World War I, was asked, Gwyneth, what do you want for your 102nd birthday? And she said she wanted a stripper. And her retirement community was all in.
Yeah, she does.
They booked it.
Yes.
They had a special birthday celebration. He came in, he danced, and then he presented her with a birthday cake. Her son says she used to be a very buttoned up, proper Wales woman, but she's become, quote, a lot wilder in her old age. Quote, I think she has a touch of dementia.
Oh.
But I think it's for the better.
She's like.
So says her son.
Open to more experiences.
And if she's at 102, he's got to be in his 70s. He
no
might
kidding.
Live there also. I didn't think
oh
about
my
that.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, they made it happen. Happy 102nd to Gwyneth Griffiths of Wales and your extra special birthday party. They're tipping in nickels and dimes.
Oh my gosh.
I guess half pence.
Got me feeling a little creeped out.
creeped out.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Hugh Jackman has a new show, one-man show at Radio City Music Hall called From New York with Love. You're actually going.
There is a person in this building who would lay down anything for Hugh Jackman. And she's like, let's go. And I kind of got caught up in the excitement. Like, you bet.
There was a ticket lottery and you had to help her get tickets.
Oh, we had four staff members. Shannon was on. And
I tried doing it for her too.
Shannon got the tickets. So there are four of us going to see Hugh Jackman at Radio City Music Hall as part of this very limited series. We're going in August.
Okay. Well, when you do, you got to do the thing where you stand outside of the stage door, and then she could maybe have an opportunity to see Hugh Jackman. He got mobbed by fans this week. They were all just waiting outside of that door, and he he took a little bit of time trying to get a couple of selfies in, sign a couple of autographs, you know, do the thing that you're expected right. to do as a famous person. But then he kind of wanted to get out of there. And so he's trying to get through the fans. It's a very thick, heavy throng of people, and they just keep walking up to him and asking for selfies. And he was ready to leave, apparently. So he just kind of jaunted out into the street and flagged down a random vehicle and asked the person where they're headed. Headed up 6th Avenue, so he just hopped in with them.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't a cab, was it an Uber?
Nope. Just needed to make a quick escape. Where are you going? Can I go with you? Okay, great.
Are you kidding?
That seems really dangerous, Hugh. Basically, Hugh Grant was a hitchhiker.
You are smarter than that, Hugh Jackman. Much smarter.
Please be safe, okay? These streets of New York City.
Hold on. Do you have another page that says he brought him back?
Oh, no.
Where's Hugh Jackman?
Okay, until further notice. Hugh Jackman missing. Good luck getting your ticket back.
What do you mean all the shows have been canceled? Why?
Where's Hugh Jackman?
He's on 6th, barely.
Where in the world is Hugh Jackman? Jeremy Allen White is, I was going to say gearing up, but he's already played Bruce Springsteen in a brand new biopic. And we've already got the first trailer. It's called Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's about the making of his album Nebraska. And Jeremy Allen White actually does the Bruce Springsteen singing.
He does, huh?
Yeah, he sings Born to Run.
That is not Springsteen singing.
No.
Wow.
According to this intel, it's actually Jeremy Allen White. He does his own singing. The other voice in there is actor Jeremy Strong. He's playing the musician's longtime manager, John Landau. So it's just kind of about the making of that specific album.
Is Strong the guy from Succession?
Yes, the method actor who does everything. I think
And the guy from The Bear, I mean, this is going to be a heavy...
This is like...
well-acted movie.
Acting!
Yes.
And I have to say, like, I think that Jeremy Allen White still looks mostly like Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
He kind of resembles the boss, but I don't know. Okay, it is the 50th anniversary of Jaws, and it's summer, so you're going to get a Shark Week in there, too. It's all right. about sharks this summer. So I thought we'd do an experimental thing I'm calling Shark Sleaze.
Shark Sleaze.
Shark Sleaze. Okay, Jaws, I think everybody's talking about that. And so you would think that the shark from Jaws is the most famous shark of all time.
I can't think of another shark right now.
Yeah, I know. Celebrity sharks, go. I can't. Jaws.
So as a kid, I grew up with a cartoon, and there was a shark called Jabberjaw.
There was?
Yeah.
What was the cartoon?
I don't remember.
Jabberjaw's Fun Adventure?
I think it was Jabberjaw. He was kind of a Three Stooges character. Is he on the list?
Jabberjaw, just outside of the top five. No, most of the characters are from the Finding Nemo universe.
Oh, Bruce?
Bruce the shark. People, they took a poll and they asked people, like, who's the most famous shark that you know? And Bruce from Finding Nemo, who was actually named for Bruce from Jaws.
Yes, that was the name of the model they used.
Yeah. Bruce from Finding Nemo is the most famous shark.
No, Jaws is the most famous shark.
I agree with you. This is not right.
Are there the other two from Nemo, which I don't remember their names? Is one Terry?
There's Destiny from Finding Dory.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess Lenny is from Shark Tale, which is, you know.
Did they ask a poll of 10-year-olds?
This like, must have been children. Children, who is the most famous shark? Jaws.
Let's get some data from children.
Jaws is the most famous shark movie of all time.
I didn't know preschools offered stats classes. That's fantastic.
Isn't that incredible? Look at this bar graph, children. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
And if you are a subscriber to the Corridor Business Journal, we're under the belief that we're in it.
We are. Yes, we are in the Corridor Business Journal because we were featured on Nate Kading Real Success with Nate Kading, his podcast.
Yes, that podcast dropped on Monday. We recorded it, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Then they give you a little recap in the paper. It's nice. I'm getting some nice messages from some friends who didn't see that coming. Which
Surprise!
Was part of the idea of what we're doing this summer. We're doing a Morning Scramble podcast tour.
Yeah, we got invited first to the Groove Life podcast with Shane and Micah Lunsford, which was really cool. We had a great experience. And then we thought, what if we did this more? We had such a good time. What if we did more of these?
So, Nate Kading, that is done. We've got another recording coming up next Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
Yep.
And about three other back and forth emails. So I think by the time this is done, a good half dozen, if not more.
This has been a lot of a frenzy of activity. And we were thinking we're open to whatever.
Yeah.
So if
there's no podcast in this area that's like, what's it like to be on the radio as a topic?
No.
But it is a very interesting, unusual job. What we do, having to be alert, excited, happy all the time, creative.
And a team. We work together as a team. How does that work?
So if you are a host of a podcast on things like, oh, teamwork, or where do you get inspiration for ideas? We're pretty good guests.
We would love to sit on your podcast.
We're not afraid of your microphones.
We're not afraid of a microphone. You just got to let us know what podcast you'd like to hear us on. Scramble@KZIA.com if you'd like to do that.
Yeah, but right now, track down Nate Kading's podcast with the Corridor Business Journal. Your most recent stop with the Morning Scramble podcast tour.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Important case. Thank you, juror, for the topic. We take all cases. You can email us, scramble@kzia.com. This one came to us on the Z102.9 text line.
Yeah.
200-1029.
That number again, 200-1029. The timing, perfect. First day of summer is tomorrow. And by the way, the weather is such that if it's a swimming pool, if it's the res, Lake McBride, if your friend owns a boat, everybody's going to be on the water this weekend because it's going to be hot. And that means everybody's going to be out in swimwear and going into places where maybe swimwear is not allowed. That's the question. Does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in the old, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service sort of thing?
Sure. It's a yes or a no vote. I'm going to take the yes side.
Why so?
Because I think all your bits are covered. And that is the point of no shoes, no shirt, no service. If you're wearing some flip-flops, shorts, and you call them, I call them let me start over.
Call, yeah.
Flip-flops.
Yes. Well,
shorts.
So you're working from the toes up, and now I'm up.
Flip-flops. Yes. Shorts.
Yes.
And some sort of swim top.
Yeah.
I mean, you would wear a crop top, right? That's fine.
That's the same.
Why not a swimsuit top? Oh, well, your midriff is showing. Oh, no. Or even, what if it was a one-piece bathing suit and you had a pair of shorts over that? Everything's covered. That would be fine. And also, I would just like to argue, if you've been to a store, Walmart, like that's the least of our concerns. There's other things going on that I think are bigger crime, fashion crimes. So I think that it's fine.
Thank you, counselor.
Thank you.
I continue. I don't know how many more soapboxes I need to stand on. The society that we're living in now, which is getting way too casual. For my tastes.
Too casual for your
taste. Way too casual.
Oh, what's wrong, Grandma? What's wrong?
Back when I was a youth, first of all, women would wear cover-ups at the beach. No,
Yeah, we also didn't used to show our ankles. Evolve!
If I follow your logic, then why don't we just say take the top off, ladies? Right? Because that's where that's headed. I think we've just gone a bridge too far. There's just something about public decency. And I do not subscribe to the belief that going then we have to classify what type of swimsuit, right? There's the tiny ones. I know it covers the bits.
And itsy bitsy.
But it covers just a bit of the bits, right? Which is the part you're not supposed to show. So let's just say no. It doesn't count as a shirt. It doesn't. It's a bra. You would not leave the house, right? And go to the store in a bra, would you? Because that's what you're wearing. You're wearing a bra that is waterproof.
As long as it's covered, who's to say?
If you went to Hy-Vee today and saw a woman shopping in a bra, I think you would go, I don't think you're supposed to be here in that. Would you not?
That's an undergarment. This is outer swimwear.
It's the same concept. It goes clothing, you. That's it.
That's a shirt. Clothing, you.
However, this is made to go in the water. And it's made to just basically cover what's there. It's not made to go out into a public forum where you're shopping. No, a swimsuit top is not a shirt. It does not count. If I was a store manager, I would kindly make you buy another shirt to put on it and then you could shop my store. But
what
otherwise,
if it's
I would.
A store that doesn't sell shirts.
I would kick you to the curb, lady. You cannot shop in these premises. No, a swimsuit top does not count.
I don't want to shop at your store anyway.
I don't want you shopping at my store.
I think a swimsuit top does count as a shirt. I say yes.
Okay. You know what? Let's find out what the jurors have to say, because we are clearly at an impasse.
We clearly are. We need a little bit of help on this one. What say you, members of the Scramble jury? Does a swimsuit top count as a shirt at a store? Yes vote or a no vote?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Good morning, jury in a hurry. Does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store? Yes or no?
That's hard to say. If you're just going in a convenience store, I say yes. Grocery store, I say no.
Well, we're going to have to take probably, you're on the yes side.
You're a yes?
All right, that's a clear yes. All right, thank you, caller. A store is a store. I don't think we could define what a store is. We're just basically.
Any store?
Any store. Does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store, caller?
Absolutely not. Eric, you are 1,000% right.
1,000%?
Yeah.
I don't know about 1,000%.
No, I'd say that's a
100
times 10. Thank you, caller. Jury in a hurry, swimsuit tops in stores, are those technically shirts? Yes or no?
So I got two of them for you. We're both disagreeing with each other.
Okay.
So I agree with you, Eric.
Yay!
But Brittany agrees with Claire. Women should be able to do the same thing as men.
Well, thank you, juror. You've just tied us up.
Two versus two. 2-2. We move on to line number two. Does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store? What do you think, caller?
As long as there's no nip slip, we're good.
Hey, that's a me.
Can't let that slip out. Okay, moving to the next one. Does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store? Yes or no?
No. Does a Speedo count for a man?
I don't want to see that either.
But that's not a shirt.
It's still covering up the bits, which was your logic. Jerry, in a hurry, does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store? Yes or no?
No.
No. 4-3 right there. Thank you, caller. And the phone calls just keep on coming. Jerry, in a hurry, does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store? Yes or no?
No.
No.
No, it does not. Okay.
Okay.
That's,
that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Dancing Eric Hansen. Hi, it's Jerry in a hurry. The question for the court, does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store?
I say no from a health standpoint.
Health standpoint.
Health standpoint.
This is a health inspector.
Oh,
so
really?
At least he is now in my court. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was my expert witness. All right. I just need one vote left.
What, skin?
Jury in a hurry, does a swimsuit top count as a shirt in a store? What do you say, caller?
No.
Whoa.
No. Oh, with that demanding no, that's it.
I've never heard someone actually say exclamation point until right then.
That was it. That was the no her
all
round
right.
the world.
To the person who texted in the question, the answer is no.
Sorry.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
It starts as sheets of cardboard. It could be made into a box, but no, we're making it into a boat.
Yeah, this boat of ours, our entry into the Freedom Festival's Cardboard Boat Regatta coming up in just a few short weeks, June 28th, Ben, it has changed shape. It started as a box. And then last week you announced that we started over and we made it more of like a canoe style boat. You can watch the progress, by the way. Producer Ben, thank you for taking some photos.
Mm-hmm.
We got those posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's like the slowest moving movie, though, in the world. It's like The Brutalist.
Yeah.
It just, we're still waiting for what happens after it looks like a canoe. We don't know yet. What have you done for us lately?
That's a great, let's start with that question. What have you done for us lately, Ben?
Well, so last week we restarted and we kind of just got it shaped into the canoe shape. And then this week, we've started to realize more. I think we kind of realized it last week. It was kind of...
it's like bow out.
Bowing
outwards.
If
people get in there, the sides would like...
Collapse out.
What?
So how are you going to keep those in?
So we did add like some supports on like the very edges that
okay.
where it comes to like a point.
Yes.
We put cardboard across the top there on each side. And then we added a support across the middle.
Nice.
Right across the dead center of the boat.
The dead
and
center.
And that holds the sides inward. So
you guys are exactly ripping off a canoe. Is there somebody who owns the canoe design?
I don't. I think canoe is public domain.
Okay, good.
Now. I think we're fine.
For
you
want to
know who owns
ours.
It? Indians. And I think we're okay.
We're good.
I think we've come a long way.
Really?
Yes, from the Native Americans.
Oh, taking more?
I think we're okay.
Taking more. Cool. Great.
Well, we owe them an apology for stealing your canoe design. So you've got a canoe shape. How's it coming in terms of theme or color? Do we know that yet?
Well, as of last week, we still weren't really sure where we were going with it. So we got the boat painted white to start with.
Okay.
Because we can always put more color on top of it.
It's
our
blank canvas.
Theme can be blank canvas. Yeah, fun.
But I think the more layers you have of paint, too, like the more waterproofing it does. Anyways.
So a lot of white. Isn't there like a waterproof paint?
Yeah. This Kiehl's paint.
Kiehl's is good.
Yeah. It keeps water out. It
also keeps out mold.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does
get the
all.
Thickest paint you can find.
Please.
Okay.
We need this thing to be watertight.
And you are going to be ready for it to hit Robbins Lake next Saturday. Yes.
Yes. We even did come up with a theme.
That's just in. Breaking news. We have a theme?
We do.
Can we wait till next week?
What?
Just for the excitement of finding out the theme.
But we need to get painting it.
No, he can do it. I don't want it. I want it to be a Christmas morning thing.
You don't want to know what our theme is?
I don't want to know what our theme is.
I really don't like waiting.
Next week is
like
the boat race.
One.
So you'll find out if you wait till next week. You're finding out the day before
it's
the race.
It's happening no matter
we won't
what.
Know what boat we're looking for. When we get to the race.
That's fine.
We won't know that it's our boat.
Well, actually, it's important that you bring this up because we also had some homework and we also need to give you an update. We've been in contact and remember last year we talked to them too. The rowing team, the crew.
At the University of Iowa.
And last year they provided us some guidance on getting a large amount of people rowing in the same direction, which didn't work. We think that's what sunk us last year.
I think that might have been the problem. We had inexperienced rowers.
Yes.
So after our conversation last year with the coach of the team, Jeff Garbutt, we were like, hey, do you guys have any rowers that wouldn't mind joining our crew?
Remember last year they were headed off to England?
Mm-hmm.
This year they are available. And while we do not have confirmation, we have sent a well-written email requesting a couple of crew members to join our crew.
Coach said, I'm pretty sure we can cover that. Let me get back to you.
And you know what? Since we just found out we're taking on a couple more college athletes from the University of Iowa, I feel pretty good
mm-hmm.
that it's athlete v. athlete.
Mm-hmm. I feel a lot better about that.
Now, we've asked for two. Do you think there's more room in the canoe style for more than that?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay.
We tried testing it. But with that middle support through the canoe, it feels like you might be scrunched.
It's
trying to
tight.
Squeeze two people on one either side of it.
Okay, so you one per side for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, who
you
is
could
the we?
Maybe
you and
squeeze a couple.
You and Tay. Yeah. Okay. So
great.
As long as our rowers are Tay and Ben size, we know we can get one each. And maybe
if they're smaller, you might be able to fit one.
If we get a smaller person, maybe you get three rowers.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's promising.
It is very promising.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
We've got progress.
Yes.
That's all
we're asked
for.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, and also.
What do you mean? Oh, and also.
Well, the thing I'm most worried about the rowing is how tall the sides of the boat are. I don't know if I said that before or not, but when we get in it and test it, we're like kind of struggling to reach over the side. It feels like it might be.
But remember, there's like water displacement.
High.
When you put the boat in the water,
you'll be lower, closer to the water.
You'll be lower under the water, but that doesn't change how high the side is that you have to reach over.
Oh. Well, that's on you.
Bring an X-Acto knife the day of the race. And if we need to cut it lower, we cut it lower.
Adjustments.
Yeah. I don't know if they allow on site editing or not, but we're just going to have the knife handy.
Can we maybe get our rowers to look at the boat ahead of the time and then maybe they could give us some...
I think that's optional or possible.
Adjustments.
Maybe if we can get it here. If we get them here next week and get the boat here next week.
That's our goal.
And then fit them.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a fitting.
A fitting.
It's like a wedding dress. It's already white.
Yes.
This is going to work out. Okay. You keep progressing. Producer Ben, making the boat. Morning Scramble, Claire, Dancing Eric Hansen, getting, we hope, a couple rowers from the Iowa crew because we're taking on Swarm Riverside and they've got two basketball players. That's already been set.
Solid competitors. They don't give up. They won last year. We have to come back and get a victory.
All of this, by the way, will be on public display. You can attend the Cardboard Boat Regatta coming up at Robbins Lake. It is next Saturday. Claire and I will be emceeing the event and hopefully announcing the Z102.9 canoe as a winner. We'll find out more updates on our cardboard boat still to come with the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.